Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Donald Trump has said that U.S. efforts to secure a peace settlement between Russia and Ukraine are now underway.
It's so important to get that done. That is an absolute killing field. Nobody's seen anything like it since World War II.
President Trump said that Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to speak to him and that the two men will be speaking soon. Mr. Trump noted he has spoken with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky numerous times and they'd like to see peace. President Trump said other countries like China and Saudi Arabia could help end the war. China, he observed, is a very big trading partner of Russia's. I think they have a lot of power over Russia. President Trump urged Saudi Arabia and OPEC to bring down the cost of oil.
If the price came down, the Russia-Ukraine war would end immediately. Right now, the price is high enough that that war will continue.
President Trump insisted that if he had been president, Vladimir Putin would not have invaded Ukraine, despite the fact that Ukraine was the apple of Putin's eye. President Trump noted that Putin is not doing so well. He's grinding it out. But most people thought that war would have been over in about 1 week. And now you're into 3 years, right? So he can't be thrilled. President Trump mourned the destruction that is happening in Ukraine.
Now you have all these bombed out cities. They look like demolition sites with many people killed. I think you're going to find that there were many more people killed in Ukraine in the Ukraine war than anybody has any idea. You see pictures of the fields that I see. Nobody wants to see it. You'll never be the same.
Writing on his social media platform, Truth Social, President Trump challenged President Putin. Settle now and stop this ridiculous war. If we don't make a deal, and soon, I have no other choice but to put high levels of taxes, tariffs, and sanctions on anything sold by Russia to the United States and various other participating countries. It's time to make a deal. No more lives should be lost.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.